A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was bright as snow, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire, with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King, the Most High, over all the earth. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples see his glory. Because you, O Lord, are the Most High over all the earth, exalted far above all gods. The second reading is from the second letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been witnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, listen, with whom I am well pleased. Listen. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. The Church presents to us this reading about the transfiguration of the Lord two times in the course of the church's year. Once at the very beginning of Lent, as if to prepare us for accepting the Lenten discipline and the suffering and death of the Lord in preparation for Easter. And this second time in August, 40 days before the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. This time focusing on the exaltation, the victory that is to come. I'm reminded of Julian of Norwich in her seventh revelation, speaking of experiencing at one time intense elation in prayer, such as she was led to pray with St. Paul, "Who or what can ever separate us from the love of Christ Jesus?" And then desolation in prayer, such as she found herself praying with Peter, "Lord, save me, I am perishing." She understood this revelation as revealing to her the importance of embracing both consolation and desolation as normal in prayer, and to be faithful in both. Can we learn from her as we celebrate this Feast of the Transfiguration to be faithful when we are experiencing consolation and when we're experiencing desolation, so that we might enter fully into the Paschal mystery? Yes, Lord, it is good that we are here where we celebrate the Paschal mystery in sacrament.